Hi, what's up? I've been MIA for months, let's just be honest. But I'm back. I'm back. Hi. Welcome back to Hi, let's have a conversation. I've been gone. I've been doing some shit. Anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about. Been gone for a really long time, so I feel like I had to come back and dive into like the biggest thing that everyone's been talking about this past weekend, and that is, of course, The Little Mermaid. So I figured, why not come back since I've been gone for so long, and why not come back and talk about The Little Mermaid? Oh my goodness. So everyone knows I'm a big Disney fan, huge Disney fan. I wouldn't say like I'm hardcore, like a lot of people are, but have a Disney pass. I'm a Disney fan. I mean, having the pass, that doesn't mean much, but I'm a major Disney fan. So, anyways, besides the point. So, growing up, I feel like everyone always had their favorite Disney princess, and of course, mine was Ariel, the Little Mermaid. And the Little Mermaid, I feel like, means like so much to me. I don't know what it is. I remember one time my friend sent me like a mess up. It was some sort of post saying like how like your favorite princess probably relates to you, and it was saying like pretty much like Ariel was like a hoarder or something like that. And I was just like, oh, I wouldn't call myself a hoarder, but I do have a lot of things. When she has that freaking underwater cave of like all her knickknacks and things of everything, and then she's like, I want more. That's pretty much me, with everything from earrings to shoes, to ears, to clothes. I don't know. I have a lot of things, but anyways, that's besides the point. I'm trying to not collect a lot of knickknacks and things and everything, trying to declutter. But me and my girl Ariel feel like we relate so much with that. But anyways, like The Little Mermaid, like Ariel, just I think I loved her growing up just because she always stuck out to me as a princess, because not only was she a mermaid, and she lived under the water, which I can't even swim. So I don't even know where the correlation with that comes from. I do love the water, I love the beach. And she had red hair. I feel like her hair just stood out to me growing up. Like she had, she had, I was gonna say she had a fin. It's not a fin, she had a tail. Or whatever, I was like, I can't even think of the word of what you call it. But she was a mermaid, pretty much. She wasn't a human. She was a human, but anyways, you know where I'm getting with this. So I feel like that she was different. So I always felt growing up that I was different, and I just related to her a lot. And the Little Mermaid just meant so much to me. Even it's, I don't even want to get sad thinking about it. So long story short, I always said if I had a daughter, I would name her Ariel or Rihanna, or I think I was said the name would be Ariel Rihanna, because I just love those two names and I love Ariel and Rihanna. Of course, my boyfriend will probably never side with that or whatnot, because I brought it up to him plenty of times, but I don't know if he would go for that. Anyways, but long story short, before I met him, I had got my first dog like as an adult. I had got my first dog. I don't even know if I paid for her. I don't think I did, but it was from one of my old coworkers. Anyways, got this little Chihuahua. Actually, she was supposed to be a Chihuahua slash pug, but she was a Chihuahua. She looked like a Chihuahua pretty much. Didn't have any sort of looks of a pug or anything, because I have a pug too. But anyways, so I got this little Chihuahua, little black Chihuahua. And I named her Ariel. Like, I didn't even have to hesitate of what I was going to name her or anything. I was just like, I'm going to name her Ariel. And Ariel was my baby, pretty much. And sadly, just a little over a week ago, I had to put her to sleep because she wasn't doing too good. So the movie and the name Ariel, it will always have a special meaning to me in my heart and everything, because Ariel, like, that's my baby, and Ariel, she's my favorite princess. So that's one reason why the movie means so much to me. So I don't know if you've seen the movie. Hopefully you have, because it is Tuesday, May 30th. I think everyone's had a lot of time to see it. It's been a long weekend. I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's okay, but I might spoil something for you. But anyways, the movie came out on Thursday. Mind you, I don't go to the movies often. If I do, I usually go when a movie has been out for a really, really long time. Like the last movie I saw was Super Mario. And that was like a couple weeks ago. And I only saw that because I was like, I'm not trying to sit in a heck of traffic. I'm gonna go to the movies to kill time. And it was a Friday night. So I was just like, I'm gonna go. No one's gonna be there. It was like probably like a couple of kids and like some adults, but it was like no more than like 12 people in the theater. So that's just how I like it. Anyways, so this is my first time going to the movie, like on the day that it premiered, outside of like I think the Twilight movies, I think, were the only movies that I feel like I ever went and saw them on the first night that they've came out. Like I know I have friends who go see the Marvel movies and stuff like that the first night that they come out, but me, that's not my jam. I'm sorry. But anyways, since I was off, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I had this idea, like, oh my gosh, like I'm gonna go every day, to support my girl Hallie. But I didn't go every day, but I did go Thursday. So Thursday, it kind of happened randomly because I had originally bought tickets for Thursday, no, Friday to go with my friends. So I ended up buying tickets to go on Thursday with my younger sister because I really, really wanted to see it and I wanted to get online and see what people were talking about and yada, yada, yada. So I saw it Thursday night for the first time, and I freaking, oh my gosh, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I did fall asleep on one scene, and it wasn't because the movie was boring or anything, but I had just had a super long ass day. Like I wasn't even, like I said, I wasn't even supposed to go to the movies that night, but it was just a long day. I had worked half a shift, and then I had to go to the freaking city to go pick up my computer for where I work at. And then I had to like, and then when I got there, they were like, oh, yada, 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 your computer's not ready. It was just a mess. And then I sat in traffic for 3 hours to get back home, which was a mess. So when I got home, I was just like, I'm so freaking tired. And then I was just like, oh, I'm gonna go to Trader Joe's so I can get my grocery shopping out of the way before everyone else goes this weekend. So I did that. And then before I had left, I asked my sister, like, hey, do you want to go to the movies, see Little Mermaid? She's like, yeah, sure, I'm down. And so I ran to the store. I was like, yeah, be ready at this time, pick you up, we can go. I went to Trader Joe's, did my grocery shopping, and we went to the movies. So I went to the we were watching the movie, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so good. And two, I think a reason I dozed off too is because it was super cold in the theater and I'm anemic. So me being cold, when I'm hella cold, like I like and it just makes me super, super tired too. And I don't know why, but yeah, I was super tired. Anyways, so I ended up falling asleep like on one key scene, and I was so freaking mad that I freaking did that. But I was just like, it's okay, like you're only asleep for like maybe like 10 minutes, if that. My sister said I was asleep for like maybe like 6 minutes, but I feel like it seemed like it was so much longer. Anyways, but I was like so mad, and I was like, freak, like I can't believe I freaking fell asleep on this part. And I was like, she's like, yeah, you missed a really good part. And I was just like, Whatever. Look, I think I'm going tomorrow to go see it. So I wasn't tripping that bad, but it was still, I was just like, damn, I feel like a disappointment. Like I really fell asleep. But it wasn't, like I said, because the movie was boring or anything. I was just cold and really, really tired. So finally got up. I think I had like got some candy or something, like, or gum out of my purse to like try to wake up. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, like this movie's so freaking good. And it was like, I think when I saw it the first night, it was maybe like, want to say maybe like no more than like six or eight people in the theater. It definitely wasn't more than 10 people in the theater. So I was just like, oh, I was expecting more, honestly. But then I was like, oh, you know, this is a holiday weekend. It's hella late. People are probably like wanting to take their kids. No one's gonna come to the theater at 10:40. Probably on a Thursday night to take their kid to the movies. If I had a child, I probably would. If depending on the situation, that's just me because I'm just like, I gotta see the movie. We can go, you can fall asleep or whatever, but I'm going to see the movie. But anyways, so but yeah, I saw it on Thursday and I, you know, was in awe and I loved it. And like seeing Hallie on the screen, it was just like, oh my gosh, because I remember the year that was announced that she was gonna play the Little Mermaid. And I remember she was at D23, which is like a Disney convention in Anaheim. So I had went with my friend, and then that's when she was on the show Grown-ish, I believe it is. I don't watch the show. I never watch. I watched Black-ish a little bit, but I never watched Grown-ish, probably seen like a couple episodes, but I don't really watch it. But her and her sister were there, Chloe, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, so we got to take pictures with the cast, and so I got to stand next, I stood next to both her, Hallie and Chloe, and I was just like, but I was literally right next to Hallie, so I was just like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. Like, it was like literally the weekend that they had just announced that she was going to be playing the Little Mermaid. So I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, it just was crazy to me, like, meeting her. And then it's like seeing how this movie finally came about and seeing it in theaters. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I can't believe I get to say that I met the Little Mermaid. Like, hello, I met the Little Mermaid. Like, I met her when they told her she was going to be the Little Mermaid. So I like was just like, oh my gosh, when that movie comes out, I'm gonna support the hell out of it, like no matter what. My original plan was I was gonna go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but I didn't, that didn't happen. I had a lot to do over the weekend and I was in the car a lot of traffic, which just gave me anxiety. So I was just like, But I do want to go back this weekend. That's my plan. I was like, I want to see it again because I have like the song stuck in my head and just I just loved it so much, like so much. And I know everyone online has been like all these like haters are like, oh, not my mermaid and yada yada yada. Like when it was announced that she was gonna be Ariel, everyone was tripping like, oh, she can't be Ariel. Ariel has red hair. Ariel's white, and like all these people, racists and everything, were just tripping off the fact that Hallie was gonna be the Little Mermaid. And I was just like, why are y'all tripping? Are you kidding me right now? Like, I don't believe when Brandy was Cinderella when I was younger, I don't think anyone ever tripped that she was black and that the guy she was pursuing was of Asian descent and that her parents were black and white. I don't think anyone put like was thinking like, oh my gosh, like we can't have a black Cinderella. Like I don't ever recall there ever being an uproar or anything. So I just think it's so weird that now everyone's playing into that. But then again, I don't know. I'm the type of person like, yes, of course I see color. I should see black, white, all this and everything, but I don't know. I don't care when it, I should say, when it comes to what you are. If you're disrespectful, mean, whatever, like you're this, that, then it's like, then I have a problem with you. But I can care less if you were freaking purple, blue, pink, whatever. Like, none of that matters to me. Like, freaking used to watch Doug growing up. The people on that show were like hella different colors. So I just think it's weird how everyone was just attacking the fact that, oh, she's black, she can't be the Little Mermaid. And I'm just like, So I'm thinking back to like, if I were like a little kid and hearing that, like, oh, you know, you can't be a mermaid because you're black. But it's like growing up, like, I never in a doubt, like, said, oh no, I can't be the Little Mermaid because she's white with red hair, and I'm this color with black hair. Like, I'm black with brown hair. Like, I can't be the Little Mermaid. Like, I don't know. It just never crossed my mind or anything. So I just think it's weird that everyone is like, was so caught up in that. And I'm just like, what? And everyone's like, and then the second argument when people were like, they need to stop with these live action movies and yada, 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 yada. I'm like, first of all, no one's fucking making you watch the movie. A. B. The movie, yes, is probably aimed towards little kids, but this is definitely too for the older people, the older generation like myself. But it's just, I don't know. It just makes me sick how so many adults are just bashing this movie with so much hate because of the fact that she's not only she's black, but everyone was tripping too, because of Flounder and Sebastian and Scuttle. So I'm not gonna lie, I did Google what a flounder fish looks like, and I was like, oh wow, flounder definitely does resemble what a flounder fish looks like. And I was just like, oh, okay, so they did a good job. And then Sebastian, like, he's a freaking, oh my gosh, he's a crustacean crab. Yes, he's a crab, not a lobster. I remember I always used to get confused. So he's a crab. So I'm like, a crab is a crab. Like, I don't know. And then Scuttle. I don't think I've ever seen the movie poster of what Scuttle looked like. So when they showed Scuttle in the movie, I think I was kind of like, okay. And I was like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, the looks don't really, you know, determine a person. I feel like it's the voice that's really going to, you know, that sets off what the character is going to be like. So Flounder, his little voice was just so freaking adorable. I thought it was the cutest thing ever. And Sebastian, I know everyone was dissing Sebastian's voice, but Sebastian was like super hilarious. I'm sorry, I forgot the guy's name who plays him, but I think he did a good job as Sebastian. And Flounder, I loved Flounder. And then I think Scuttle, the voice who plays Scuttle, oh my gosh, I forgot her name, and I don't want to say it incorrectly, but you can look it up. But yeah, she was really good as Scuttle. I didn't know what to expect, but I really loved Scuttle's character. And I thought the movie, like I said, was really, really well done. And everyone, I think, now has been dissing and talking about Melissa's McCarthy's makeup as she was Ursula. And I'm like, are we serious right now? Are we really trying to criticize her makeup? Like, let it go. I feel like everyone's been trying to bash this movie left and right, but the movie still did amazing, and I'm just so, so, so thrilled for that. And if you haven't seen it, I just would advise watching it because it's so good. So the second night, actually, I went to go see it, which was on Friday night. I went with my two friends to go see it, and we had bought tickets for 3D. Which I thought it was 3D because I'm the one who bought the tickets and it said 3D. So we get into the theater and I was like, oh, okay. Like, it's at the IMAX theater. Like, it's, you know, this big, huge screen or whatever. So we get our seats and I'm just like, because I've been to this theater before, and I was like, oh, okay, these are the seats that are chained up, and they're chained because like they move. And it's not like janky, like chained up or anything, but the way they are anyway. So we sit down, and then like we're like towards the aisle, and then we can see like the fans and stuff that are over our heads or like off to the side. And I feel like they're super close because I'm like on the edge. And then my friend was just like, wait, like I thought this was 3D. And I was like, well, it is 3D. We got our glasses. And he's like, do you think that this is gonna be, I forgot what they call it. Is it DX4 or D? I don't know, but it's one of those experiences of the movies where you can feel like the motion, the shaking, all that, like any sort of action or anything, like you're gonna, the seats move like with that movie. So, for instance, I think I was supposed to go see like Jungle Cruise with The Rock, and me and my friend had bought two those tickets, and then the seats had only moved for the previews. And I remember one of the previews was Top Gun, and I was like, oh yeah, that would probably be a really, really good one to watch because like it was like super a lot of like moving and stuff. So anyways, we were watching the previews, and I remember, I can't remember what movie it was, which preview it was, but the seats were freaking shaking like crazy when we were watching Little Mermaid. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I wonder if the seats are gonna move when we go, like when we watch, when the actual movie starts, or is this, was that just part of the preview? And then I was like, oh, I guess we'll see. So of course we're there, and then the movie starts, and then you can feel all the motion from like, because they're on the boat and in the water and stuff. And so like you can hear the fans start freaking going off, and then the seats, everyone's like freaking like jumping out of their seats. Like I feel like if you've ever rode Indiana Jones, like the jerking on these seats was probably just like that. At Disneyland or Disney World, I don't know if Disney World has it. I'm sorry. Never been. It's on my bucket list. Anyways, but Indiana Jones, that's literally what it felt like riding, or sitting down in these seats. So watching the movie with that sort of experience, I would say really, really topped the experience, I would say. But I just, you have to watch it. Like the movie was so, 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 so good. I'm like not even being dramatic, only because the Little Mermaid is my favorite. I've seen, I'm trying to think what live action films that I've seen from Disney. I've seen Aladdin, which let me get into that. I didn't like how the guy who played Aladdin, which I saw him before at D23, I don't like how he was dissing Hallie, saying like, oh, the movie's not gonna do good, and then it led to him having to delete his Twitter, because I was just like, dude, really? Like, did you really have to go there and say that? Like, come on, like you're a person of color as well, and why are you putting her down? Like, why would you feel the need to say that? And then I was reading all the tweets and stuff, and everyone was just like, well, no one really went to see Aladdin because of you. And I was just like, yeah, I would say that's honestly true. Like, don't get me wrong, I thought the guy was cute who played Aladdin. But I mean, after he said that stuff about, the Little Mermaid, I was just like, bruh, side eye. But no, everyone, I feel like the main reason that they did go see that movie was because they wanted to see how Will Smith was as the genie. I mean, at least honestly, I could say that was the main reason I went to go see it. So the movie, but yeah, the movies that I've seen live action for Disney was just Aladdin, Lion King, and Beauty and the Beast. I have not seen Cinderella or Mulan yet, or Jungle Book. Oh my gosh, or Maleficent. So I probably need to watch those, but I would just definitely say The Little Mermaid was good. And I just understand why people trip off of the live actions. It's like, I don't know, I just feel like it's one of those things with your imaginations. Like, oh, have you ever wondered in Lion King what these animals would sound like if they were real? Like, it, like, you know, because I, like, for me, instance, like with my dogs, like, I'm always like, I know you can hear me, but I wonder, like, what their consciences of what they're saying in their little own dog language, like, and if they transcribe to English per se, like, what are they saying? So that's just me. I'm just curious like that. But I don't get what why everyone hates on the live action films. I think they're freaking amazing. I'm like, if you think about it, no one talks about how Marvel movies are live actions when, you know, those are cartoons. Some of the characters are cartoons, and you know, they were from comics, which are pretty much cartoons in a sense too. We're not gonna argue about that, but that's just how I feel about that. So I don't know. Like I said, I think the personal hate was just because it was Halle playing the Little Mermaid, which, like I said, she did a freaking amazing job. And I'm sorry, I'm gonna say this. I remember everyone was talking about too how they didn't think that the guy that they chose as Prince Eric was a good fit, but no, he was like the freaking good ass fit. He was so freaking fine. And the fact that his name is Jonah, I love the name Jonah so much. I forgot his full name. I should have studied his name. I was just looking at it too, but no, he did a really, really good job. And the chemistry that they had together in the movie, it just felt so real, and like it didn't feel like forced or anything. It just felt so real and genuine. So I loved it. And his dimples, super adorbs. But I thought his story of like who, like his character, I thought that was really cool how they did that. And the movie is just freaking good. And spoiler alert, I really don't want to spoil it, but oh my gosh. But if you go see it, no, I'm not gonna spoil it. I'm just gonna say, if you go see it, there's a scene when the Ariel and the prince run off, and you know they have their little adventure like they do in the cartoon. Pay attention, because you'll see a familiar face in the movie, in the scene. And that's the part that I missed when I first fell asleep the first night. And I'm so glad, of course, that I was seeing it the second night, because I was like, when it happened, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, who is that? I know who that person is, and I can't put my freaking finger on it. And then it was that person. I had seen a clip on Twitter, and I was just like, oh my gosh, it really is. It really is that person. But yeah, I didn't give it away. But if you haven't seen it, go freaking see it. Like, I'm gonna go see it again. I know I'm gonna see it again. I don't care if I have to go by myself. I don't care to go to the movies by myself. I'm used to it, but I might have to go see it again. So go check it out. The movie was freaking amazing. That's all I have to say. The Little Mermaid, definitely my favorite. And I mean, for me to say that I want to see it again 3 times, like, that just goes to show like how good the movie is. I don't think there's ever been a movie that I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go see it again and again. It's like, of course, with the cartoon movies, I can watch that over and over again. But or like, for instance, SpongeBob, literally will keep watching that on repeat. Have no problem watching that. But for a live action movie like this, it's definitely worth it. And yeah, that's that. I promise I'm not gonna be gone for months again. Life has just been life, and I've just been trying to deal with it. And I'm back. I'm back. I think I'm comfortable now, and I got so much positive, good vibes going on. Like, I think I can just start making this like a weekly thing. That's my goal. That is my overall goal. So I'm gonna say, I'll see you guys, or talk to you guys next week. And yeah, but go check out The Little Mermaid. If you don't do anything else, check that out. Please. Please, please, please. All right. Deuces.